Thanks. First, my name is Ken Kimball. I'm the Director of Research with the Appalachian Mountain Club. First, I want to say it's really an honor to be here. I don't think that there's ever been an environmental issue that I've been involved in that has so many people who are so well organized to the orange tape, to the orange scissors, but also the effort that you put into getting yourself educated on how to be most effective. Because what is at risk here is extremely important relative to what the state of New Hampshire will look like in the near future. The first presenter, Will, gave you an overview of the process. Your second presenter just gave you an overview of how to intervene. And because aesthetics is one of the most critical points that's going to be argued in this particular case, what I'm going to try to do is give you a little bit of background about how you might be a little bit more effective in presenting your argument. Now, when aesthetics are looked at, and as Will pointed out, one of the criteria that will be used is no undue adverse impact to aesthetics. Now, what the heck does that mean? The SEC struggles with what that means. The rules may or may not be rewritten to have a little bit more specifics relative to the criteria that will be used by the time this application comes in. But even if those rules are not in place when this application comes in, I want to point out that when you look at visual impacts and you look at aesthetics, there's actually structure about how it's looked at. If you stop and think of the Olympics in gymnastics, the judges don't all sit there and make their own rules about how the scoring is going to be. At least most of the time that's true. And the same is true if you have an art contest. The jury is given a set of things to look at and how to look at them so that the scoring becomes at least transparent. Because what we are dealing with something here that is somewhat subjective, but it also can be in an organized format as to how it will be looked at. And the U.S. Forest Service, the National Academy of Science, and I can go on with the list, has actually developed criteria about how visual impacts are looked at. And if you're going to intervene, which I highly encourage you to do as well, you want to make sure that you're using the language that will be used in the process. Because remember, the SEC is made up of members from the Public Utility Commissions, a lot of engineer types. They're uncomfortable with a subjective process. They want something that's very, very clear-cut, very algebraic. Aesthetics is not. But aesthetics does have a lot of structure. It's how that structure was used. We'll mention the Antrim Wind case. And I want to just give you a short primer right now about how to organize your input when you're putting it in relative to visual impacts. First, in visual impacts, they do what's normally called a zone of visual impact. You can take computer models and you can take a look at the footprint looking out and ask, what areas after screening by topography and trees and so forth are or are not going to be able to see the project. It's very binary. It doesn't have any magnitude. It just simply says, yes, I'm in the field of vision, no, I'm not. AMC did that analysis back in 2012. Some of you may have seen our study that was done. This obviously needs to be updated because the project has changed and we know where the 40 miles are right now. But this was essentially an analysis of the zone of visual impact. The second thing that happens is usually that zone of visual impact is taken, and then they will take key areas and go out and do some photo simulations. Northern Pass has already done that. You can go to their website. And usually those key areas are going to be areas that are recognized as of state or national significance. It's something like the Appalachian National Scenic Trail. It's something like if you're going to put a project like a McDonald's in front of the White House. These are areas where it's very clear-cut about the impact. But we all know here that this is really a 186-mile project that's not only going to impact visual resources that are of state or national significance, but cumulatively it's going to impact a lot of lesser areas, visual areas, but added together actually are a major impact on the state of New Hampshire. And so the question is, how do I get that information in? The answer is you use the same format that is used when you're analyzing an area that is of state or national significance. And what I tried to do is to give you a little primer. If you've got the handout that's in front of you on the second page, But remember, what Northern Pass is going to try to do, most likely, is try to narrow the argument down to a few areas where the impact might impact a visual resource that's of state or national significance. They're going to do photo simulations, and then they're going to make the case that, yes, you can see it, but it's not undue. Your task is to add up all of the other areas that they're not looking at. Where is it when you look out your back window? Where is it when you drive every day to work? If you own a B&B and your guests are driving up here on I-93, they're going to see it. They're going to cross it again as they come into Easton. You want to add up all of those areas. You want to point out where those areas are going to be, and you want to present that in a manner that is consistent with a form that would be used even if it's an area of, even if it's a viewpoint of state or national significance. And so if you take a look on the second page of the handout that I gave, and these are some of the ways that the SEC may revise and strengthen their criteria relative to how to view visual impacts. And we're hopeful that that may be what we'll see in place in November when the rules finally get changed. But if not, they're still the same rules that are normally applied, even when the SEC is looking at the, quote, no undue adverse impacts to aesthetics. Take a picture of that site. Make a map to show where that viewpoint is, even if Northern Pass has put it in. Put down the, what is the expected visual impact? Is it going to be of a single tower? Is it going to be of multiple towers? Is it going to be that when I get in my car and I'm driving up here along I-93, I'm going to see it six different times when I, from Concord till I get off the exit up here, or how many times it's going to be? But relate it back to how you're going to interact it, or your guests are going to interact with it, because that also gives you more standing when you're intervening, because you are impacted as an individual at that point. You want to put down for each of those sites, what is the approximate distance from that viewpoint to where those towers are? Is this a view that's prominent? Are these towers incongruent with the rest of the scenery in the background? Obviously, if the background out there is of a big industrial plant and you've got the tower, it isn't. But if those towers are crossing up the road here at 116, or when you're coming up I-93 before you exit to come up here, you can pass it many times, that's not the normal viewpoint. That's not the normal visual experience that one would expect. Would it offend the sensibilities of a reasonable person? Put down why it would. Would this view of Northern Pass's tower impact the existing character of the area? Put down why. What is the significance of the affected viewpoint? I think it was just being described to me before this meeting started, is you have the Lupin Festival here. The background to that Lupin Festival will have Northern Pass towers in the future if it is constructed. At least that's the way that I was informed. If that's the case, put down the significance of the Lupin Festival, that viewpoint. What is the expected number of impacted public members? Go to DOT's records, because they do traffic counts on roads. Get those numbers. Put those in with your numbers right here when you put it in. What would be the expected scope and scale of the change in the landscape? You're looking at wooden towers now that may be 40, 45 feet. They're below the tree line. You may be looking in the future at towers that are big steel towers that are 95 to 100 feet tall, in many cases as they come up through this northern part. Put down how that change would be. And if you've got other comments, put them in. But try to organize so that as each of you put it in, you have the same similar format. And if 10 of you do it for the same visual point, it doesn't matter. It actually strengthens the case. But I'm also going to encourage you to try to get people in Clarksville, people in Concord, to do the same thing. Because cumulatively, that is how you're going to make an impact relative to what this project looks like for the full length of the state. Each of these viewpoints by themselves is not going to win the game. What you're going to be doing is presenting the evidence as to how it's actually going to change the landscape of New Hampshire into the future. And you need to do it in this structured way. Ranting and raving in front of the SEC, which is an adjudicatory process, may make you feel good, but it doesn't necessarily make you effective. You are going to have the right to cross-examine them, but you're also going to have the right to present this evidence. And they may come back and they may try to attack you. If there's one of you that's only done this and you get attacked, and they're going to have some very high-quality visual experts, they're going to have some very nasty lawyers, but when number two person gets up, number three and number 10 and number 20 and number 50, and it's doing the same thing over and over again, you will make a difference with the SEC as to what that cumulative visual impact is. So collectively, you're going to need to do this, not just one of you. Thanks.